Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Hundreds of Afrikaner applicants reportedly believed they were on track to resettle in the United States, only to discover that their refugee applications had been rejected or placed on hold. Let's talk about that. Joining us is Ryan Smith, DA spokesperson on international relations and cooperation. Ryan, a very, very good morning to you. This is a very, very strange story, considering the very noteworthy media coverage of these events.
Yes, good morning, Howard, and a very good morning to your listeners. It is quite interesting to observe, and I think all of us, I mean, myself included, I can't really speak on behalf of the program. I mean, it's being run by the United States of America, so we're also, as the DA, just observing it anecdotally and making sense of it for ourselves. But I think the best way to look at it really is, you know, by definition, it's being referred to as a refugee program. But reading the stories about the applicants for this program, you really get the sense that it's more a migration program. It's you know, people who are planning to relocate to a different country. But there's no sense of urgency or sense of desperation in the sense that a refugee would be seeking this sort of move. So, you know, ordinarily, if you're a refugee in a country, it would mean that your house or your society or your city has been ravaged by civil war. You are struggling to feed your family. You are fleeing, you know, ethnic violence. So there are some similarities. But, you know, in South Africa, you've got this instance where people are selling up their houses. They are trying to get rid of possessions. They are slowly resigning from their jobs. And unfortunately, there's no guarantee once you apply with this program that you will necessarily be placed. And I think now we're seeing, as reports are saying, many people being left in limbo or having their applications turned down at the last minute, which is quite sad. So, yes, it's very interesting but sad, I think, to witness and observe from the outside.
Does this mean that perhaps that maybe reality is kicking in, and maybe there's this realization that, yes, indeed, maybe there is a plight here, but it doesn't make these candidates actual refugees?
I think so, yes. You know, we in the DA like to look at things pragmatically. We need to look at things that are factual and rooted in fact. And there definitely is a problem with rural safety in South Africa. And I think that you can really sympathize with
absolutely.
The families who've been
absolutely
deeply affected by, I mean, you cannot turn a blind eye to something like farm murders and the real violent nature of what these people have experienced in South Africa. But, you know, as I said earlier, it's more a way of defining this program. It is, by its very nature, more a migrant program than it is people seeking refuge per se. And, of course, the way that operation is then undertaken is beset with many of these setbacks. You know, you've got to prepare yourself to leave, but that also comes with a few hiccups and a few you know, decisions along the way. I have read that some people were turned down because of former criminal records from, you know, a couple of years ago. And so I think there's merit or there's reason for the American authorities for making some of these decisions. But I think the lesson is that there's no guarantee that if you apply for the program that you will necessarily be accepted. And I think that really is the reality that's now settling in.
The other problem, of course, is that because we aren't necessarily comfortable with the fact that it actually is a refugee situation, anytime something or somebody experiences a hurdle, maybe it is a legitimate one, like having a criminal record, but anytime somebody experiences any form of a hurdle, then it becomes amplified, as though, you know, in order to sort of vindicate our position, and that is a danger as well.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think the media are really watching the story particularly closely, and there's definitely a lens focused on this program and the people who have made this move. Again, we're a liberal party in the DA. We support people's freedom to choose. If you want to leave the country, that's your
Absolutely,
choice.
of course.
Everyone has the right to choose the path for their own lives, and I don't think that they should ever be judged for that. But I do think that there are many vested interests in this program from various sectors of society who either want to see it succeed or want to see it fail. And a lot of this reporting, I think, feeds into those narratives, unfortunately, which just muddy the waters, I think, and make it more difficult for people, as I said, to choose their own lives and livelihoods going forward.
It's also interesting to me because on a micro level, when we hear of people immigrating, it nothing to do with these programs, but just choosing to go and live elsewhere, it always undermines those left behind because why are they going? What are they saying? And then we go through this process where we say, oh, well, it makes sense for them to go because of A, B, C, and D. It really, really does go to the very, very core of, are we okay or are we missing something? And to some extent, what this has done, I think, is triggered South Africa on a very broad scale because they aren't just saying that, listen, it's too difficult and we're leaving, because I think people would have understood that. But claiming refugee status means that it is so bad that we are fleeing and we need somebody to take us in because we are refugees. Talk to me about, give me your response to that.
Yes, look, I think it's no secret that the refugee program has been divisive in South African society, and I think many people have their own personal opinions about it and their own gripe with it. Many people support it, many South Africans don't support it. So I think it has been quite divisive in South African society. But what I think we all need to do is just zoom out and look at the bigger picture and say the reality is that there is a crime problem in South Africa, and that this program is highlighting crime in rural communities in particular. But crime is a problem across socioeconomic backgrounds in South Africa. It affects each and every South African equally in various different ways across different provinces and towns and metros and cities. And the other problem that we have to admit to ourselves, which affects all South Africans, is that the economy is not growing. So many South Africans outside of just this refugee program also feel failed by their governments on a number of metrics. They can't get a job. They can't get access to a decent quality education system. They can't even gain access to basic services where they live. You can't get running water in your taps or electricity in your homes. So, I think what South Africans need to realize is that there's far more actually that unites us by means of state failure that we need to change for the betterment of all of us who live in South Africa than there are niche issues like this that affect certain communities or certain provinces or certain towns. And it really, the onus is on us. If you want a better country, this is a fantastic place to live. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else, but it does need a much better government. And the onus is on us to just take our democracy seriously, register to vote, and actually make that change at the ballot box. It's the only way that it will really address the root cause of all of these issues.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. And I think that we can keep complaining, but unless we change our leadership, it's all going to remain the same.